Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just one more time, I promise. Just one more time, I'm going to play this for you. One more time, for those of you that were listening in the 9 o'clock hour of Monday's show. I saved this just for the 9 o'clock hour. I thought I was going to play it earlier in the morning, but sometimes we'll have stuff ready to roll for you and we never get to it. You know, you would think with 4 hours of radio, we would cover everything and then we'd be like, yeah, we got nothing to talk about. I mean, we still run out of time. And that's because we get so many great callers across the state, so many great folks sending us messages. But this one I saved for the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday. Some of you early risers, or you know, some of you listening here in the 7 o'clock hour, maybe you're not able to join us later in the morning because you know you're driving to work right now, or you're just coming off the night shift, or you know during the school year you're taking kids to school, you're running around like crazy. So this is the only time you've got a chance to listen is here in this morning drive time. So here you go. I was kind of laughing yesterday because, you know, on our Montana Talks website, we have contributors from across the state, from across the region. I've got several headlines for you right now. Longhorn injures two at a parade. It was a parade. I think it was in Fort Benton, Montana. A Longhorn injured two. Got that story on our Montana Talks website. I've got a story about how Montana veterans can take part in a brain injury research program at the University of Montana. I've got a story about how a Billings renter was ordered to remove an American flag from her apartment balcony. This is in Billings, Montana. She was ordered to remove an American flag from her apartment balcony. So, hey, we've got a bunch of stories from across the state on our Montana Talks website. But we also have contributors down in Wyoming. And Glenn Woods, he has a show kind of like ours down in Wyoming. He shared this this Trump rap song. And Glenn didn't think that the pro-Trump folks in Wyoming would get it, would understand where this rap song came from. And I'm like, of course they will, Glenn. I think Montanans will get it. And we quickly found out that our listener, because we've got great listeners in Wyoming as well, joining us from northern Wyoming. And so anyway, our Wyoming listeners get it. But this is the song. It's the Trump baby rap song because, you know, Trump's getting so much support that you've even got rappers rapping about Trump now.
Yeah. It's the mayor of Magaville, baby. Hey, you know who we voting for? We voting Donald Trump, baby. America needs saving. America needs saving. We voting Trump, baby. November 5th, we going crazy.
All right, I just wonder who at the rodeos coming up over the next few days is going to come out to that song when they're coming out on that buck and Brock or coming out on a bull, you name it. All right, let's see. What do you want to talk about? Give us a call, 406-294-0970. Mike Huckabee says there's no one to blame but Joe Biden, plus Trump celebrating the Supreme Court victory, that and more, ready to roll for you right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez remains on trial in New York. A former aide to Menendez testified about the senator's unusual behavior toward Egypt during a period prosecutors say the senator was taking bribes to help the country obtain military aid. Sarah Arkin worked for Menendez before and while he chaired the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Arkin was usually involved in meetings the senator took with foreign officials in the Middle East and North Africa. But she began to realize the senator was having conversations with Egyptian officials she wasn't aware of. In 2019, Arkin said the senator told her he wanted to be less publicly critical of the country and do more through private conversations. The remarks were apparently prompted by a letter she drafted for the senator to sign that would have urged Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to respect human rights and keep his pledge to leave office after a second term in 2022. He remains in power. Prosecutors accused the senator of acting as an unregistered foreign agent of the country. He denies the charge. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine and some scattered clouds around the area today, we'll see some afternoon showers and storms possible. High temperatures from the mid-70s in Bozeman to the low 80s in Billings. For tonight, scattered shower storm chance early, then headed back in the upper 40s to mid-50s. On Wednesday, we'll see a few more afternoon showers or storms possible. Highs from the mid-70s to around 80 degrees. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so I just got an email. I'll have to print that one up, share that one with you here in just a few minutes. But I posted a story on our Montana Talks website. An apartment renter in Billings, Montana, was ordered to remove her American flag from her balcony. Apparently, they told her she could have the flag up for the Memorial Day weekend, but then they told her somebody complained, you've had your American flag up for too long, so she was ordered to remove it. And story on our Montana Talks website right now. I'll get into that one here in just a few minutes. But first, since we had some callers talk about this, we had Gary in Billings talk about the presidential race and, you know, how there's growing calls to replace Joe Biden at the top of the ticket. Nate Silver is blasting Democrats, calling them effing cowards. He used the actual word several times. He called them cowards for not speaking out about Joe Biden. Basically, Nate Silver, this prominent pollster who gained notoriety for the New York Times, he is basically calling out Democrats, saying, hey, you guys knew how bad Joe Biden has gotten, and yet you said nothing. You hid this from the public. So Nate Silver's mad, saying, you know, you guys are cowards. You should have told us how bad Joe Biden was getting. Now, he didn't mention John Tester's name, but remember, John Tester is one of those Democrats that told you Joe Biden is 100% with it. And here's Nate Silver calling Democrats effing cowards who lied to us about Joe Biden. Mike Huckabee, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, says there is nobody to blame but Joe.
I think that there's no one to blame but Joe Biden. As a person who has been on the debate stage, the truth is you can have all these people talking to you and telling you what you ought to do and not ought to do, but you're the one that walks out there. And you also have the right to look at every one of them and tell them to shut up. I don't want to hear any more out of you. And sometimes that is the best thing to do, is to tell all the people who think they know what you should do to just leave you alone and let you go out there and do your thing. But they couldn't do that. And this nonsense about he had a cold and that's why he was so raspy and he couldn't get his thoughts together. Every one of us know that if he'd really been sick in that 8 days sequestering up at Camp David, they would have talked about that every day. He's going to be there, even though he's going to have to push through how sick he is. Look, let's just be realistic here. There is a run on toilet paper in D.C. because of that performance last week, because the Democrats, let's just say they're having a rough week, too, trying to decide how to deal with what is an absolute meltdown. And we're all seeing it.
All right. There you go. Mike Huckabee. He was on Hannity's program last night. Meanwhile, President Trump celebrating the Supreme Court ruling yesterday.
The Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee are already fundraising off of the Supreme Court decision. One fundraising email proclaiming in bold, President Trump was right about everything. The former president claiming this decision by the Supreme Court should vindicate him for all the criminal and civil trials against him, saying that President Biden should, quote, call off his dogs. He told Fox Digital, I have been harassed by the Democrats Democrat Party, Joe Biden, Obama, and their thugs, fascists, and communists for years. And now the courts have spoken. Now I am free to campaign like anyone else. We are leading in every poll by a lot, and we will make America great again. The RNC says, quote, the ruling is a victory for the rule of law and a reminder that the Constitution outweighs the left's weaponization of the judicial system against President Trump and his allies. Ohio Senator and Trump VP hopeful J.D. Vance says this is, quote, a massive win, not just for Trump, but the rule of law. I'm still digesting, but this may well destroy all of Jack Smith's case against the president. The Supreme Court decision all but ensures the special prosecutor Jack Smith's January 6th election interference case will not go to trial before Election Day. It also complicates his case against the former president now that the trial judge, Tanya Chutkan, will have to decide whether the four criminal charges against Trump for allegedly conspiring to overturn the 2020 election can stick or whether they are immune official acts. Democratic Congresswoman AOC, though, she's calling for the impeachment of the conservative Supreme Court justices, writing on X, quote, today's ruling represents an assault on American democracy. It is up to Congress to defend our nation from this authoritarian capture. I intend on filing articles of impeachment upon our return.
Now, you expect this type of over-the-top nonsense from AOC, but what about Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor? Didn't John Tester vote for Sotomayor? He voted for all the other anti-gun Supreme Court nominees. What about Sotomayor? Here's Joe Biden quoting Sotomayor, and he did it again. Another Ron Burgundy moment, another Anchorman moment from Joe Biden.
Sotomayor's dissent today. Here's what she said. She said, in every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. End of quote. Associate the American people dissent. I dissent. May God bless you all. And may God help preserve our democracy. Thank you. May God protect our children.
And then.
Be the president.
That was him walking off as everybody is asking him if he is competent enough to be the president of the United States. But did you hear when Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor claimed that somehow this ruling would allow SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political opponent? I mean, give me a break. Rob O'Neill weighs in.
Democracy 24.
Voters here in Tucson, Arizona have mixed reaction to Biden's plan.
I mean, it's a good step, but I always think there's more that can be done.
My wife is an immigrant from another country, and she is now a citizen, went through the whole process to become a citizen, and it seems like it's all for naught now because other people can just come in here and get the same rights that she has.
The White House said it expects the new policy to offer protection to about 500,000 American families and focuses on protecting non-citizen spouses and children of lawful U.S. citizens. The president also said since he put a limit on border crossing, encounters have dropped 25%, and they're seeing the lowest number they've seen in a long time. Some voters here tell me they haven't noticed a difference yet and don't approve of Trump or Biden's plans to help with the border.
Trump and Biden, who look like they're like the leading candidates right now, they're same sides of the same coin.
In Tucson, Arizona, Kennedy Hayes, Fox News.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Well, the harvest of hay across Montana continues to make some progress despite some rain and thunderstorms over the past week. Alfalfa first cutting is at 27% complete. That's 16 percentage points ahead of last week and just behind the five-year average of 33%. The other hay first cutting category coming in at 35% harvested. That's ahead of 15% the previous week and ahead of the five-year average of 33%.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
USDA reports for the Big Sky State the winter wheat condition ratings continuing to hold up with just 2% of the crop rated poor, 38% fair, 35% good, and 25% excellent. Spring wheat also holding up condition-wise, 4% poor, 39% fair, and 57% good to excellent. I'm Wayne Nordblond.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Rob O'Neill shoots this nonsense down real quick. Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL from Butte, Montana, who killed Osama bin Laden. So, leftist Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor saying that, well, this ruling, this allows a president to use SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his political opponents. Oh, give me a break. I mean, even Bill Barr, who was this, you know, kind of swampy establishment attorney general, even Bill Barr is like totally called out all of that nonsense in less than 10 minutes. I think it was yesterday afternoon, he was on with Neil Cavuto, and even Bill Barr's like, okay, all this overblown rhetoric, give me a break, people. But Rob O'Neill says this. He says, SEAL Team 6 will never assassinate a political opponent in the country, in this country. Calm down, communists. You're spinning up the useful idiots again. That's what Rob O'Neill from Butte had to say. Via X.com. You can follow him at McHooya. All right, here's the story that I was telling you about. I got an email here from D. Brown. I got an email from D. Brown about this story. I've been seeing a lot of comments on our various radio stations, social media pages as well. But, you know, we head into the 4th of July. Many of you are going to be flying your American flags and flying them high. And some of you, you know, you were flying those American flags for Memorial Day weekend, and you've been flying them ever since until that stinking wind kicks up and about rips the flagpole off of your house. Like, what happened to mine a little while back? But anyway, this is the story here. Basically, I had a friend reach out. Her niece is an apartment renter in Billings, Montana. And this is the note that I got from this friend of mine. My niece lives in the Country Meadows Apartments in Billings. She got an email the other day saying that she had been reported for the American flag she had on her balcony because it goes against their flag policy. This is the message that her niece Kim had received from her apartment complex. It has been reported that your flag has been draped over your balcony railing since before Memorial Day holiday weekend. As you are aware, flags are no longer allowed to be draped or hung on the outside of the apartment. We are allowing the flags to be represented on the holidays and to be removed after the holiday is over. Please remove your flag as soon as possible to avoid any lease infractions. We appreciate you, a valued resident. Now, my first question is somebody reported her flag. Who reported the American flag? I mean, give me a break. There's an American flag flying up here. I mean, can you imagine? I'm sure there's some nice, man or woman in the office of the apartment complex that's like, okay, like, what's your complaint today? There's an American flag hanging over an apartment. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, who filed the complaint? I mean, give me a break. But this is the good point. My friend, and this was her niece who was ordered to remove this American flag. My friend made a really good point. She did break the rule by displaying the American flag beyond Memorial Day. But our question is, why would you lump the American flag in with all sorts of other flags that you could ban? I mean, it seems interesting that the display of the American flag is deemed inappropriate since it's our country's flag and symbol of freedom. Now, businesses can set their own policies, of course, but why does the American flag not garner an exception to their flag policy? The American flag should not be controversial. Now, I did reach out to the apartment complex and their corporate office. I haven't heard back yet. But I understand this is becoming more and more of a common practice with apartment complexes across the country. And look, I get it. You know, it's like they don't want to see, you know, this political flag, that political flag. And all of a sudden you got these disputes going on and your apartment complexes look like trash from stuff, you know, hanging all over the place. They'll talk about safety issues in case firefighters need to get up the balcony or whatever. But no, I mean, I think my friend and her niece summed it up well, which is, okay, I get it. You don't want to have a million different flags flying from all your different balconies, but shouldn't there be an exception for the American flag? And that shouldn't be controversial, right? But you can check out that story on our Montana Talks website. A lot of people have been jumping in support of that position that I just outlined. Hey, yeah. You know, they should allow the American flag. There should be an exception to policy to allow just the American flag up there. But anyway, interested in your take on that and much more. We'll get into the phone calls here right after this Fox News update here in 60 seconds. Get to your phone calls. Plus, I'll share the email that I got from D. Brown on the flag story that we posted as well.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's asking to have his sentencing next week delayed and the criminal hush money conviction overturned because of yesterday's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity.
Former President Trump's lawyers have sent a letter to Judge Juan Merchan, who oversaw the hush money trial, in a bid to set aside the guilty verdict. It was filed hours after the release of the Supreme Court opinion that said presidents are immune from federal prosecution for official acts while in office.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There are two deaths reported and major damage on some Caribbean islands from Hurricane Beryl, the earliest Category 5 storm ever measured.
We've seen it grow pretty quickly from 130-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday afternoon up to 165. Forecast models not necessarily grasping just how strong of a storm this would ultimately become.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, Jamaica's in the storm's path next tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, so this is what Dee Brown had to say about the flag story here that's on our Montana Talks website. The apartment dweller who had a flag hung on her balcony should bring it in at night as a matter of flag etiquette, and then shared some other flag etiquette rules. Also, Dee says this, it wouldn't hurt to ask the apartment owners if they would be willing to put up a permanent flagpole to honor our service people and show their patriotism. I wonder if they may already have one displayed elsewhere on the property. But again, the question is, what about at your apartment over your balcony? Certainly, if there's no lighting on that flag at night, you would want to bring it in at night because you want to keep the flag lit at nighttime. But I'd imagine this apartment dweller is tracking that and probably has a backlight that is able to stay on it. But either way, some good ideas there from D as well. Let's go into the phone lines. We got Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, great to hear from you.
Well, I called in today to wish my Montana Talks family an extraordinary 4th of July celebration. Eat lots of cake and ice cream because it's our country's 248th birthday. And I want to share a fantasy of mine. I've always had a fantasy of having a campfire with our founding fathers and passing some of George Washington's whiskey around and eating chili dogs. So I hope everyone has a great time. And I just want to say this. Google Jefferson's ice cream recipe. It's a fascinating recipe, and they actually used to cook it in part over an open fire in a casserole. But check it out, because ice cream's been mentioned in the American colonies since 1751. So eat, drink, and be merry, and the hell with politics, and the hell with Biden and everybody else that's contrary to us. And God bless you all.
George Washington whiskey and chili dogs. Somebody ought to turn that into a lunch special. Well, I tell you what, if you want to have a good meal before the 4th of July, you guys have been hearing me talk. Nancy, great to hear from you. Happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July to you as well. And Nancy, actually, this applies to you. Hey,
you guys have been hearing me talk about the Avalanche Ranch and their Wagyu beef. If you want to get a chance to taste Avalanche Ranch beef for yourself, come join me tonight. I think I'm gonna be set up starting around 5 o'clock. You know, I've been traveling the state doing these events for Americans for Prosperity Montana, giving out gift cards, talking inflation and more. We are going to be doing an event. So if you want to come try one of these great Avalanche Ranch Wagyu beef burgers, I'm going to be in Martinsdale tonight, starting around 5 for, you know, about an hour or two, couple hours. And we're going to be set up right in front of or right across the street from the Mint or in Martinsdale. And they've got incredible burgers. That's because they get their beef right here in Montana from the Avalanche Ranch and the Mint. Such a great time. You know that song, Small Town Saturday Night? Well, this is going to be Small Town Tuesday night. I think they got a street dance afterwards as well. So if you want to come join me for an incredible burger tonight, come join us in Martinsdale out in front of the Mint. I'll be set up starting around 5. So hope to see you there.
Bullet Points.
I'm Evan Brown. Second Amendment supporters surely enjoyed the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the Cargill case, which ruled the ATF had no power to make bump stocks illegal through administrative rulemaking, that Congress needed to pass legislation. And now they might also be celebrating a win in the Loper Bright Enterprises case, which once again undoes the power of bureaucracies by not requiring courts defer to them. The original case here has nothing to do with firearms or firearms owners' rights, but the Firearms Policy Coalition had filed an amicus brief to the High Court, arguing that deferring to federal agency rules violated the U.S. Constitution. And now, in light of the court's decision, there is a good question as to how the ATF's power could be limited now that the courts don't have to go with what such an agency says to do, an agency especially often accused of partisanship. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We are going to be rocking and rolling with you all week long through the 4th of July holiday. We're going to keep the phone lines open for Tuesday's show, barring some big breaking news. Wednesday, David Noble in the house. He always does a great job. Thursday for the 4th of July, a very special holiday show for you. And then Freedom Friday, George Blackard in the house. Montana Talks, we take you statewide every Monday through Friday right here from 9 to 10 a.m. We take your messages, your phone calls, and more.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Holy cow, look at this story. This one just caught my eye here. I was reading through the latest Unleash Prosperity hotline. Steve Moore puts this together. Remember, Steve Moore was the 2016 Trump economic advisor. He was with the Club for Growth before that. He was a Wall Street Journal editorial board member. And again, thanks to Scott in Billings for first getting me signed up here with this Unleash Prosperity hotline. They're featuring a CNN story here. The world's first carbon tax on livestock. A carbon tax on cows. The climate alarmists, you don't think the climate alarmists are going to try to do this to you? I mean, look at the climate alarmists here in Montana in the Democrat Party already killed Colstrip 1 and 2. They want to kill Colstrip 3 and 4. They are going after everything. You don't think they're going to come after your cows? But check out this story out of Europe, out of Denmark in particular. Steve Moore writes this for the Unleash Prosperity hotline. He says, we don't usually pay attention to Looney Tune ideas from across the Atlantic, but it is scary how many times those Looney Tune ideas from across the Atlantic migrate here. So in Denmark, this is the headline at CNN's website. The world's first carbon tax on livestock will cost farmers $100 per cow, $100 a head. Some of you don't even like paying a dollar a head, let alone $100 a head. Denmark's $96 a cow tax
is to be imposed, quote, for the planet heating emissions they generate. My goodness. It is the first nation to impose a tax on livestock, and pigs and goats may be next. Why just cows? Why wouldn't they target the pigs and goats at the same time? Anyway, the foreign minister of Denmark, Lars Lok, boasts, quote, we are investing billions in this transition. Steve Moore writes, blah, blah, blah. Sounds like he's angling for a Nobel Prize. The irony is that the Danish are major exporters of beef. So, of course, this is just going to do wonders for their economy. Again, I want to remind you, when we talk about the climate alarmists, former Congressman Denny Rehberg had a great line. How long ago was that? Maybe Denny's listening right now and could tell me what year he used this line. It was a great line. He talked about the unholy alliance between the environmental groups and big labor. And I think, you know, when Denny started to get some inroads in with the with union voters, and then, of course, Donald Trump brought a lot of union voters over to the GOP now. But it was such a great line because he's right. There is this unholy alliance between environmental groups and big labor that we still see even today, where you see, that, you know, mostly the public employees unions calling all the shots to the detriment of the private sector union guys. But they're fully in bed, the leadership is anyway, with these radical environmental groups, the very same radical environmental groups that are shutting down their jobs, shutting down union jobs, right? But the climate alarmists are in control of the Democrat Party. Not the working class union guys. They've basically been booted from the Democrat Party. Yeah, you get the crazy Amanda Curtises of the world, you know, from the, you know, the public employees union, but they're the ones that are helping to kill Colstrip. They're the ones that are helping to kill the Keystone Pipeline and the union jobs that are there. And so the working private sector, dirt under your fingers, union workers, they're the ones that are losing jobs because of the climate alarmists, the climate cultists that control the Democrat Party. Now, if you don't believe me that the climate cultists run the Democrat Party right now, look at their Democrat candidate for governor, this Ryan Bussey guy. His kids are a part of the Held v. Montana lawsuit. What does that lawsuit basically hold? They want to force climate change into every single decision, every single agency action in state government. And now those same climate kids that have been used by their wealthy white liberal parents to push this climate alarmist agenda are the same ones that have filed a brief in support of the effort to shut down a natural gas power plant in Laurel, Montana, that Northwestern Energy is working on right now. In fact, should be close to getting up and operational. So, again, that's the point here. The climate alarmists are in charge of the Democrat Party. And as proof, look to nobody other than the gun control activist, climate alarmist, who is the Democrat candidate for governor right now. All right, just wanted to make that point. Okay, I had a few messages that came in on our Montana Talks app, people weighing in. I shared this story about how an apartment renter in Billings, Montana, was ordered to remove the American flag from her balcony. And basically what it sounds like is this apartment complex, and I think many this is becoming a common deal among many apartment complexes, is they just have a ban on all flags. You know, no flags can be flown. You know, because now there's a flag for everything. I mean, you see the radical transgender flag. The, hey, we like chopping body parts off of kids flag. You know, the rainbow flag with the black line through it. That's the let's chop body parts off of kids flags, you know. And then tomorrow they'll add another, you know, line to that flag to symbolize whatever their next crazy thing is going to be. And there's other flags, like, you know, I think the thin blue line flag is cool, but maybe some people see that as offensive. But the American flag should not be offensive. It's what stands for freedom. Anyway, Kevin in Belgrade has an idea. Hey, maybe here's a solution to that whole flying the flag at the apartment. Plant and display red, white, and blue flowers on the balcony. Yeah, or maybe red, white, and blue flower pots. I don't know. That's an idea, Kevin. I still think, you know, why not be allowed to fly the American flag? That's me personally. Dr. Wood in Belgrade, maybe she should get a large American flag and display it inside the patio window where everyone can see it and then is not violating these stupid outdoor rules. Now I got to go look at this photo again here and see. Let me see. Yeah, there's that's. I don't know if it's a big window. It's more like the like patio doors. So it might be a little hard to see a flag flying inside the windows. Tim in Billings says this. Aaron, just playing devil's advocate, I am sure the apartment complex will say that the reason for the flag policy is for safety reasons, as well as preventing flags from draping into lower-level balconies. I am not saying I agree, but they probably don't care if it is Old Glory or, Tim says, a dirty old UM flag. All right, Tim, thanks for that message. Let's see, we got callers on the phone lines, 406-294-0970. Let me check, see who we got on which phone line right now. Let's go to Rock, calling from the middle of nowhere. Rock, what's going on?
Hey, I got a good story, American flag story for you. Down outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, a young man was flying his flag in the back of his pickup truck, and the principal there said he needed to remove it because it might be offensive to some students. Well, if it's offensive to you, you should leave. But anyway, the story, the next day, a whole bunch of kids with pickup trucks had American flags in the back of their pickup trucks. And the principal said, oh, man, we're going to have to do something about this next year. But then a wrap company for wrapping vehicles took the kids. He had a pretty nice looking, looked like a Toyota Tundra, and they took his vehicle and wrapped it for free, and it had the stars and the blue background on the front of it and stripes going down the side of the truck. It was just really cool, but it was cool to see young people, you know, high school age students displaying our flag with such honor.
So that's right. There's some great patriotic young people out there. And I think a lot of them are, you know, that were forced to wear masks and saw their freedoms stripped away from all this craziness. I think there's been a boomerang effect. I certainly hope so among young folks here. Yeah. And of course, as we head into the 4th of July holiday, you know, man, I saw a pickup yesterday that had three gigantic American flags waving off the back. So cool to see. We're so blessed to live here in Montana. All right, Rock, great to hear from you. Coming up, we got Zach Robbins with Rove Exchange right after this.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Fox News commentary.
Democrats are getting ready to dump Joe Biden. He just hasn't accepted it yet. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The first presidential debate was a complete disaster for Joe Biden. No one who watched it can say otherwise, and even Democrats won't try to. There are numerous reports the Democrat Party is in panic mode after that horrible performance, but I don't buy it. Anyone who has watched and listened to President Biden in the last 2 years plus knows he is slipping fast. The pundits and Biden surrogates have tried to pass it off as cheap fakery, but they owe us all an apology. While some are giving those CNN moderators a lot of credit, I don't, because it was all part of the plan. They didn't throw Joe a lifeline because, as I've been saying, nobody wants Joe Biden. So the moderators simply allowed him to sink. It wasn't because the CNN moderators suddenly have a vested interest in fairness. It's because they wanted Joe to fail in front of the world. Everybody does. That's why for the Democrat Party and their surrogates, it's bait and switch time. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Hey, Hot Spring Spa is home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here, News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Orderly, way! John Jackson in the house coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I only know so much Spanish, so I have to use it whenever John Jackson's in the studio. He'll be with us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stand by. But hey, with us right now, we've got my friend Zach Robbins. What a great guy. But also, he's got some great options available for you. Zach is with Rove Exchange. You guys have probably heard me talk about these 1031 exchanges before. Is that ringing a bell? Zach, great to have you back on the show. Man, I've been traveling the state, and I've had a few people ask me, hey, who's that guy that you were talking with that, you know, if you have to sell a chunk of land, he's got a really good option. Anyway, so people have been asking about you.
Well, it's great to be on the show, Aaron. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I've jumped on the show a couple times. I've had quite a few calls, and basically what we do is we're 1031 exchange specialists, helping people who are selling large pieces of land and are going to have a huge tax, we call it the capital gains tax bill, and we help them move through the 1031 exchange into another asset that is income producing and is completely passive, and that's kind of what Rove Exchange does. And ever since we've been on the show, we've had a lot of calls from a lot of your listeners.
Yeah, well, we're seeing such a generational transition, I think, going on right now, where, you know, the older generation is looking to pass on to the next generation. And so, unfortunately, you know, sometimes people, you know, they don't want to sell, but sometimes they have to sell. But maybe they don't want to sell at all, but they want to sell a chunk here or a chunk there. Well, you don't want to give all that money to the government. You don't want to just get hammered in taxes. What if you could instead use that money to purchase, you know, commercial properties, like, say, a Chick-fil-A or something like that, that you would then own and make this residual income, and then you don't get hammered in taxes, but you've got some residual income coming in while you retire.
Yep, exactly. And like you said, you know, a lot of times we don't want to see these generational ranchers and farmers sell, but they don't have anybody that's stepping up to take over the farm or the ranch, and so this is an option for them moving forward. And, you know, honestly, I helped a rancher the other day, and this is the best option. He had a large ranch, sold that ranch, bought a smaller ranch, like a ranchette, and then also bought a commercial asset that is now producing for them absolute passive income. And now he can still ranch, so to speak, but he's not in control of a, you know, a 8,000-acre ranch. It's a smaller ranchette, and him and his wife can still do what they love, but now they have that passive income come in to help support what they love.
That's right. Sense. And there's so many people that have been hit by inflation, and they're having to take on second jobs when they thought they'd be retiring. And so to have that passive income is just going to be key. And then you're not giving that family wealth to the government. You're keeping it in the family moving forward. About a minute or so to go here, Zach, you know, our listeners are saying, hey, how do I get a hold of this guy? How do I get a hold of Zach Robbins, Rove Exchange?
Sure. Yeah, we have my email is zrobbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, at rovepartners.com, or they can just give me a call, 406-861-6545. So either way, they can give me a ring, or they can just look us up online as well, Rove Partners. My branch of Rove Partners is Rove Exchange.
Yeah, it's great what you're doing, and obviously you're based right here in Montana, but you're helping folks, you know, even in Wyoming. We've got some listeners there out in the Dakotas, yep, really across the Rocky Mountain West, but he's here in Montana, so closer to home. But yeah, definitely reach out to Zach and get a hold of him, because it's just a great option. And the last thing you want to do is just lose everything you've worked for by giving it to the government when you can keep it in the family and keep some income for yourself in your retirement years.
Yep, exactly, Aaron. That's exactly right. The less we can give to the government, the better we are.
That's right. Zach Robbins, Rove Exchange, that website again for us, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's, the email is zrobbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, at rovepartners.com. And my branch is Rove Exchange, or they can give me a phone call, 406-861-6545.
All right, good deal. Thanks again, Zach. Great to catch up with you,
Aaron,
as always.